Let's turn in God's Word to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, we'll be reading verses 1 through 39, that's the whole chapter. And beginning in verse 1, these are the living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, word, which pierces to the division of soul and spirit and bone and marrow. God's Word. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." And Simon answering said unto him, "Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners which were in the other ship that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." When they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be thou clean." And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing, according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, "What reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins," he said unto the sick of the palsy, "I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house." And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." And after these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And they said unto him, Why did the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees? But thine eat and drink. And he said unto them, Can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old, if otherwise then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also, having drunk old wine, straightway desireth new, for he saith, The old is better. Those are God's words. We see as Jesus has begun his public ministry, this chapter begins with him preaching from a boat out on a lake to the peoples who are on the shore. And then after this, through verse 11, taking Peter's boat out further, and it seems John and James' boat comes out after that, but he calls Peter to drop his nets, and Peter doubts after a whole night of not catching any fish. He doubts that fish would be caught. And through verse 11, they caught a net full of fish, so that the net broke and the amount of fish filled up not only Simon Peter's boat, but also James and John's boat. And so Peter's doubt met with Christ's faithfulness and abundant blessing. It's the same as he calls them then to go and be faithful and to catch men, be fishers of men. And oftentimes we doubt, we go out and we evangelize and nothing happens. People are not saved. And Christ calls us to keep casting our net, to keep evangelizing. And Christ will meet us with His faithfulness and abundant blessing. And Peter, James, and John, after this, left all and followed him. They gave up everything and followed him. Through verse 15, Jesus cleanses the leper who had faith Jesus could heal him. Verse 16, a glimpse into Jesus' life. There's crowds, they want to hear him, they want to be with him. Jesus, it was more important for him to pray, to have that closeness with his Father. Verse 17, Jesus becoming more popular. Pharisees, teachers of the law, were now coming out to hear and see what he was doing. And through verse 26, we see Jesus healing the paralytic because of the people who carried the paralytic, their faith, and also the paralytic himself, his faith, which Jesus begins as he's lowered down through the roof. He forgives him of his sin. Desires to be healed in his body. Jesus forgives him of his sin. And the Pharisees, their minds thought Jesus spoke blasphemies. That's what he will be accused of and why he is crucified by the Jews. Because he committed, in their minds, blasphemies. He was basically claiming to be God. And by saying I forgive you of your sins. He's claiming to be God. And Jesus knew their thoughts. This was their thoughts in their mind. They hadn't said anything. They were reasoning amongst themselves. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, proving He's God and could forgive sins, He commanded to show them that He could forgive sins. He commanded the paralytic to get up and walk, and he did. By God's grace. Healing those who have faith. And then we see through verse 32 the calling of Matthew the tax collector to follow Jesus, and he left his tax collecting and he followed Jesus. Prepared a feast for him. And then the rest of the passage, Jesus justifying his disciples not fasting while he is with them, as he's the bridegroom and we the bride. And he was with them at the time. So why would they fast? They have to be feasting and celebrating the God-man with them in their presence. Why, when Jesus is in your presence, would you fast? Rather celebrate. And this is a chapter of the beginning of calling His disciples to turn and follow Christ, being His follower, His disciple. And so the command comes to you this evening, just as it came to them. Follow Jesus. He says, follow Me. And you are to put off all the cares of this world, all your sins, and follow Him. And celebrate the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which alone saves you from your sins. Which alone saves you from your sins. Let's pray. Our Father, we give You praise. We're thankful. We're thankful for Your Word. We're thankful for Your Word that comes forth from You in power and forgives sinners of their sin and heals them spiritually. And yet, Father, we also praise You for being the God who speaks and heals Your people in their bodies. And You still do this today. And so, Father, we do pray that You would keep healing those who are frail, who are sick, who are hurting, who are in great sin. Heal them in their souls and heal them in their bodies. We pray for all of us here who continue in sin, that we would hate sin and hate sin all the more every day as we keep committing it, that we would examine ourselves, that we would see our sin and hate it and grieve over it and mourn over the sin that we have brought before Your sight. For You are a holy God. Father, we ask that You would receive us not for our sake, for all that we are is of ourselves filled with sin. We are depraved of ourselves. And we have quenched the Spirit. We have grieved the Holy Spirit. You, Lord, we have grieved. How could we do such things against You? Father, knowing that we have grieved the Spirit and therefore grieved You, Father, we pray that You will grow us in grieving over our own sin and our grieving of You. And it would cause us much sorrow, but that we would not despair in that sorrow and grief, that we would keep turning to Christ Your Son, who forgives us our sins, even by a word, even as we read. And Father, we ask that You'd heal us in our souls. I put to death the deeds of the flesh, the lusts of the flesh, the pride of life, and that You would clothe us with the righteousness of Your Son. Father, as we pray and seek your healing hand upon our bodies, we pray this evening, especially for Elijah, who has a low fever and a rash, pray that you would heal his body. Pray that you would be with Jake and Marissa, who haven't really dealt much yet with a sick child or a child with fever. Pray that you would give them a calm, trusting in you and wisdom and what to do. Pray that you give the doctor, if there's an increase in his fever, pray that you give the doctor wisdom. Pray it's nothing serious. And praise you that you have healed those bodies we've prayed for. Thankful that the Gorodetskys are here this evening. And ask that you would continue to uphold them and strengthen their bodies. And be with Oliver and Ezekiel and heal them. Strengthen them. And Father, we pray for healing to Adassa. And continue praying that she would grow in her digestive system, her lungs. You would heal her brain, strengthen her weak muscles that are not used much. And pray that you would keep giving wisdom to Michael and Audrey and families. And to provide for them. We're thankful for the many churches and individuals who have given for them and to them. We pray that we would be all the more faithful since they're part of our congregation and helping them in their medical costs. Father, we're thankful that we do see healing happening, that she seems to show signs of being uncomfortable, which is sad at the same time and yet a great praise. Father, we pray that you'll give her rest in her body, comfort in you. You give rest to her parents. Father, we're thankful that over time, more and more, she's opening up her eyes. She's making more noises. And all these things that when we have little babies running around and born that we take for granted. And yet we trust that each thing that we do, whether it's opening our eyes, breathing, it's all from your hand. And so we pray that you would keep using Adassa in that way to help us to give glory and praise to you for all the trivial things or the things that we make trivial or small things that we cannot do apart from your grace, from your hand. We ask that you would continue to be with Arian and healing her body. We praise you that she's walking around feeling well. She's thankful that she's able to sleep in her own bed, and praise you that family is able to visit her and meet Boaz. We pray that in time we will be able to meet Boaz as well. And pray for all of our covenant children that you would give them faith in your Son. And any here who don't know you, that they would turn unto you in faith, by faith alone, in Christ alone, to be saved from their sins, lest they perish forever in the eternal punishments and destruction of their bodies and souls. And that is not what we want. It is what we deserve, but it's not what we want. And so, Father, if it be Your will, show Your mercy, shower with Your grace Your elect. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.